This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the spirit of unity and warned the countrymen against divisive powers that aim to break the integrity of the nation. Addressing the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat, on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister underscored that the spirit of national unity is crucial for achieving the vision of Vikasit Bharat over the next 25 years. He stated that during the last 10 years, his government has been constantly strengthening the spirit of one nation in all its policies and decisions.
Aaj one nation, one identity, yani Aadhaar ki safalta, hum sab dekh rahe hain. Humne one nation, one tax system, GST banaya. One nation, one power grid se, desh ke power sector ko majboot kiya. Humne one nation, one ration card se, garibon ko milne wali suvidhaon ko ek saath jod diya. Humne Ayushman Bharat ke roop mein, one nation, वन हेल्थ इंश्योरेंस की सुविधा देश के जन जन को दी है हमारे इन प्रयासों के तहत ही अब हम वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन पर काम कर रहे हैं.
Emphasizing national unity, Prime Minister said there are several challenges before the country that are posing threat to the unity and security of the nation. The Prime Minister urged citizens to remain vigilant and to embrace the spirit of India's unity in diversity. Recalling the valuable contribution of Sardar Patel towards unifying the country, PM Modi said that the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel would be celebrated throughout the country over the next 2 years. Earlier in the morning, the PM offered floral tribute to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at the Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar. He also administered the Ekta Divas pledge to the people and witnessed Ekta Divas parade. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at his statue at Patel Chowk in New Delhi on his birth anniversary. President Murmu said Sardar Patel was a great patriot and a leading nation builder. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Sardar Patel's vision of a strong, united Bharat inspires people to foster harmony, exclusivity and national pride. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a two-day visit to Gujarat today. In the morning, Mr. Shah will inaugurate the Sri Gopalananda Swami Yatrik Bhavan at the famous Kashtabhanjan Hanumanji Temple in Salangpur, located in Botad. Built at a cost of 200 crore rupees, the new guest house will be equipped with all state-of-the-art facilities and will have 1,100 rooms. Festival of Lights, Deepavali, is being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour and gaiety today. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth Lakshmi on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the citizens of the occasion of Deepavali. Uttar Pradesh witnessed the grand Deepotsav on the banks of Saryu River in Ayodhya. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and other dignitaries along with thousands of devotees were present on the occasion. Indian Railways is running 7,296 special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhat Puja. This year, the Railways is operating around 2,800 more trains in comparison to 4,500 operated last year for the ease of passengers. Nation is remembering former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on her death anniversary today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and other senior leaders of the party paid their tributes to Indira Gandhi at the Shakti Stal in Delhi. A cultural program was also organized at Indira Gandhi Memorial. In wrestling, India's Mansi Alawat has clinched the bronze medal in the women's 59kg category at the Seniors World Championship in Tirana, Albania. Mansi defeated Lawrence Beauregard of Canada 5-0. In the bronze medal match last night, Rizako Kinjo of Japan won the gold, Teresmese Suki of Mongolia grabbed the silver, while Elena of Germany shared the bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.